Amanda Dixon is the longtime host of Utah's Morning News. You can hear more of her each weekday morning between 5 and 9 here on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Such a treat this week to have Lisa Walker with me, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School, coming down the home stretch there, Lisa, of the school year. Shauna Scott-Bellacomo is with me, former president of the Women's State Legislative Council and past president of the Utah Women's Lobby. And Christine Fairbanks is with me, education policy fellow at the Sutherland Institute. There was an interesting article in the Deseret News this week about Gen Z ditching college for trade school. That was the headline. And I think there's a lot to unpack here, but I'm not sure where to start. Shauna, can I start with you on this? Because, you know, I teach up at the University of Utah. I'm a big proponent of college education, but I also have a son who has no interest in college, and I'm not pushing him to go because he knows he wants to work with his hands in a trade, and I think that's wonderful. So how do we speak to this issue?
Well, I'm with you. I have one son who graduated from the U 2 years ago in the pharmacology medical program, and then my youngest son who did not go to college. And that wasn't the right choice for him. He was always good with his hands. He was an artist. You know, he played drums. He was a musician, and he had a printing shop. And so I think people have to follow their own path. And that's one of the things I like about Generation Z, is that I feel like they're more true to themselves. I feel like they speak out about more issues, and they don't follow a traditional route. And there's nothing wrong with going to a trade school. At the same time, I don't like to see the academia world criticize either for people asking the important questions that we're all talking about.
Yes, yes. What do you say, Christine?
Yeah, I'm always on the side of choices and variety, I think, is good because everybody's different. The fact that trade schools are having less of a stigma, I think, is fantastic. You know, there's always kind of like, oh, this was the second tier option, and that's, you know, ridiculous. We need to fully do away with that. And yes, I have a whole generation of nieces and nephews who are having discussions and conversations that are so different from what I was experiencing when I was their age. You know, it's like dropping out of college, choosing to not go to college at all. Some saying, yeah, I would never go to college, you know, as a completely blank statement. And I'm thinking that this conversation is unrecognizable to me. You know, one thing that I do always feel a sense of caution is when it seems like the pendulum is swinging to other extremes, you know. And so just because college isn't worth it for everybody doesn't mean it's not worth it for some, or that it might not have, you know, some general benefits. And this is something I've been looking into. And I think that is the question. It's not, is college worth it generally, but is college worth it for you individually? And that's a question that people have to make for themselves. And there still are, I mean, economic, health, civic benefits long term for people that get a college degree. So again, staying away from some of the extremes and just understanding the nuances and what it means for you. And that's where I would land on the issue.
Yes, yes. Please, Lisa.
I'm the first college graduate in my family on either side. So I come from a long line of the trades, but I wouldn't trade my college degree for anything. And my family was extremely proud of me to go through and finish the college job. And then, of course, I work at a high school. I'm not a teacher by education, but I am a licensed teacher now. I'm actually an athletic trainer, which is licensed healthcare. I think there's so many benefits to college, but I don't think it's for everyone. I think a big thing that we have going on right now is a lack of attention span with Gen Z. And so it's hard to hold them in a classroom, and it's hard to keep that focus. I also think the average college student still doesn't quite have that filter fully developed to look at the big picture, but they do see big dollar signs being waved in front of them, right? I can get in, I can get out, I can make money right now. I want it now. There's just a lot of benefits to going to college. I was not a big history student, but as I have aged, I have a great respect for history now and wish I would have paid so much better attention then, because history does repeat itself. And if we can learn from the past, but if we don't even go somewhere where we're going to get that learning, how are we going to even know what happened before, so that we don't go and repeat all of those mistakes? And so I think what they don't like about college is the well-roundedness of it. I think they want to focus in on this is what I like, this is what I want to do. Why do I have to learn all that other stuff, which doesn't mean anything to me? And I think as you get older, there's an appreciation for all that other stuff. And there really was wisdom in having to learn it, whether it's in high school, college, or wherever. So that's where I stand on it. I would encourage anyone and everyone who can to go to college, because I don't believe it can ever hurt that you did.
Yes.
You might wind up somewhere else, but it's not going to hurt.
With the exception of debt. You know, I understand the debt can be crushing to people and crushing for decades following and discourage them from wonderful experiences in life like marriage and family. I hear that. But I echo what you say, Lisa, about how college is about more than just your career. I think in a democracy where we are expected to be an educated citizenry in order to address the issues of the day, we have to be lifelong learners. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean college, but I don't know, Christine, how do we encourage lifelong learning so that we won't be as bamboozled by disinformation and misinformation and conspiracy theories? We need to arm ourselves with lifelong learning in college and beyond.
Yes. And this is actually something I think is important too. When we talk about education, that is a really broad umbrella. And formal schooling is just one part of that that falls under there. And I think sometimes, you know, we're like, oh, well, to get a schooling or to get an education, it's super expensive. Oh, that's true in certain instances in formal schooling. Yes, I would agree with that. Or it's boring. Well, it depends on how it was delivered to you. But learning on its own is actually can be fun. It's fascinating when you actually feel like something's settling in. That's something we kind of have to restore and maybe also understand that education is almost this inherent ability that humans have. You know, we're constantly learning. This life is all about learning. I mean, you really have to kind of expand your view there. But often in public policy or when we're having discussions, we have to talk about maybe formal schooling, like I said.
But. Yeah, great. Wonderful comments. Thank you for those. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about, one of you had mentioned this. Oh, I think it was you, Shauna, about Governor Cox. The GOP convention of late here in the state of Utah was interesting to me. And I understand politics can be raucous. I mean, that's been true since the beginning of time, shouting across the aisle and the passionate expression of views. I still want to ask you about this and what you think it serves, how it looks for us here in the state of Utah as well. We'll take a break and be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.